Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome everybody to the Rod Peterson Show. It is hour two of the program today, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. It's rainy in our part of the world. It can stop raining at any time. Farmers are getting a little antsy here. It's harvest time. Time to make hay while the sun shines,
yeah,
as they say. Rod Peterson here, Darren DuPont there. As I said earlier, if I'm Wayne, he's mess. I'm excited about the Oilers this year. I don't know about you. Well, you're not, because you're a Leafs fan.
Well,
we got a lot of time here in this segment. This is like the second warm-up, if you will.
Yeah, I think the first warm-up, all we did was we sat there at the red line and stretched and chatted with the other goalie. That's all we did for,
the whole
warm-up.
Yeah, we didn't really get into the nuts and bolts. I'm just looking at this new camera angle.
It's our chance.
Showing off my Gladmar Regional School bunny hug that I got yesterday from speaking down at Gladmar, Saskatchewan. A stone's throw from the U.S. border. Really enjoyed coming out there. And I will be thinking about what that 10-year-old boy said to me for a very long time. Why do you do this? You could ask yourself about that question about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Why do I drive this car? Why am I in this relationship? Why do I do...
It's funny.
It's a very deep question from a 10-year-old kid in a town of 50 people.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, yesterday was it Youth Suicide Prevention Day?
World.
Or Awareness Day? World. And I saw a lot of social media posts about it.
Yeah.
And it was great. It's great to have the awareness, and mental health is so key. And, you know, it's funny, thinking about that last night, I did a lot of things to try and be conscious and take care of my mental health, you know, get a healthy diet and back into my life, exercise, those types of things. Started making a plan and doing a few more things, trying to be active in mental health, which made me feel really good. But one of the things I saw was how social media has such an influence on our mental health. And a lot of people are being, we need less social media. But the one that really stuck out to me, and I don't know if it was Amanda Ruler who posted it, reposted the Instagram post on her story, or somebody that I follow, but it said, use social media with a purpose. Don't cut it out, but use it more intentionally, right? With a purpose, and as opposed to the mindless scrolling. Follow people who inspire you. Follow people
who you can learn
from. Follow people who you really want to believe in and things like that. Just use it with more of a purpose, rather than just have it as the default thing that you go to just, you know, to kill time.
You couldn't be more right. And I could spend all day on that, as I told the people on that gym, because that's really my passion. But this is primarily a sports show, so we'll move into sports. Kelly Kalinowski, writing in on the Facebook wall, says, "Hi, Rod, if you're Wayne DuPont's Schuster." I've thought about that. Are you even old enough to remember Wayne and Schuster?
I know the reference, but no, I don't.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Legendary Canadian television program
from
when I was a kid. And as I recall, it wasn't very good, but it was on the air for a long time. But that kind of happens with Canadian TV shows.
Yeah.
Sorry to say. Some guy's just all over me about the Edmonton Oilers here, because I said I'm an Oilers fan. Alan Miller. I don't even know who he is. So what if I cheer for the Edmonton Oilers? That's my team. That's my Canadian team. And the Vegas Golden Knights, not the Golden Nuts, as I called them last hour. They're my American team. For the purpose of the Rider fans that have tuned in, the return of Jordan Williams-Lambert, we should spend a little time on that. I think we all kind of knew that he was coming back. when you get cut in the NFL, how often, unless your name's Brett Jones, do you latch on with another NFL team if you're a CFL player? Not very often.
No, it's really tough.
So we knew he was coming back. And now the question is, where does he fit in? And for the comments from Craig Dickinson, the head coach of the Riders yesterday, sounded like they weren't real sure where he would fit in. I think they're pretty happy with their receiving group. They're 7-4, coming off a 6-game win streak. But on the other hand, their very obvious move would be to put him in place of Emmanuel Arsenault, who hasn't really done anything since he has got here. He's certainly not the Manny show. He's serviceable. He's kept his reception streak alive, but that's about it. He's become like Don Narcisse at the tail end of his career.
Yeah.
You know, and we're all waiting to see the... Haven't seen that, have we?
No, it's unfortunate.
If somebody's got to go, I would suggest it's him. We're past the 9-week window, so if they're cutting him, he's got to be paid for the rest of the year. Don't think that doesn't weigh into it, I would think. But is that not the most logical change you would make?
Yeah, it is. Because Manny's a big body, can play in the middle like that too. And that's where Jordan Williams-Lambert fits in. I mean, he's a big body. He's got some speed. And he's just a more youthful Manny Arsenault in that sense. He can slide in. He can be an improvement. He provides that youth. He's got that big play ability, that ability to go up and just get a ball. I know Shaq Evans is a little bit smaller, and he's more of a speed guy and can stretch the field for you, which has been great. But he adds that other element that I think might be missing a little bit, and that's that ability just to, over the middle, just get a ball, those loose balls. So I do think he's a big get. I do think it's a big addition. The team,
sure.
You know, I saw the reaction from the team when he arrived at practice. They loved having him back. They all wanted to catch up when he hit the field, and he's on the field today for practice, I understand, in the rain, so, or wherever they're practicing today. Yeah, I do think it's big to have him back. Manny's probably the logical step, but let's not forget, I'm sure Manny brings a lot of leadership to that locker room, too. So, and with young guys and with a young quarterback like Cody Fajardo, who's still finding his way and, you know, dealing with these hiccups of the loss now, it'll be interesting to see, you know, Cody's mindset when he has to rebound from this week. Manny's probably a little influence there as a veteran. So, you got to be careful in how you manage those guys, because if you put your leaders into a funk and mentally it throws Manny off, because he comes off the roster, he might not be that same influence in the locker room.
A lot of what I think the situation is can be found in what you just said. And a lot of people are chiming in on the Facebook feed. Nelson says, who do you sit? And I believe it is Manny Arsenault. I believe it's a no-brainer. Bo Halverson says, Manny, I think, is doing more in the locker room leadership. How do we know that? Because we're not in the locker room. And I don't think Manny Arsenault is doing as much for leadership as you think. And you just said the reaction from the team when Jordan Williams-Lambert showed up in training camp. If you're going to weigh that against what Manny Arsenault is providing, what are you going to take? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take what Jay Will does, because the players clearly love him. And he's the veteran of this team. Arsenault is not. Right?
That's true.
And this is the reigning West Division Rookie of the Year. So, yeah, he just came through an NFL training camp. So he's not as fresh legs as a guy that maybe hadn't played for the first 9 weeks. But he's still really NFL talent, and I don't think taking Arsenault out, inserting Williams-Lambert, is going to sacrifice anything for team chemistry. It might even add to it.
That'd be good.
But
yeah,
we're in a world now where the money is such a huge factor.
Yeah.
And I still haven't figured out how the Patriots coughed up $15 million a year for Antonio Brown. I don't know how that happened. But I would suggest that Jeremy O'Day, the Riders GM, has a significant amount of cap room sitting there in anticipation of this.
Yep.
And it's funny because I've had people around the league texting me saying, what are they paying Jordan Williams-Lambert? I'm like, I have no idea. Don't talk to the Riders about that. Don't want to know. That's their business. Didn't surprise me that other teams would want to know that. Can't blame them for asking. But I don't know the answer to that. In my peripheral vision, I see the Facebook wall is going insane. What is going on?
Yeah.
It looks like the Price is right wheel.
Doesn't it?
What is going on?
Wayne agrees with me. Williams-Lambert is a younger Manny. Nelson mentioned, he feels down the stretch, Manny will flourish similar to G-Roy. And you know what? Perhaps. We also have to temper our expectations on Jordan Williams-Lambert. Just because he was a rookie of the year, went to the NFL, and now he's coming back, it's exciting that he's coming back. But a lot of guys aren't the same when they come back.
Very true.
They're not the same. You just went down to chase your dream, because that's the dream. It's the NFL. And they've told you, no, you're not good enough. They've just told you that you're not good enough.
Tap it a couple times to him, actually.
You know,
in New Orleans as well.
We love to think that all of these athletes have this cocky persona of, well, I'm going to show you, and I'm going to come out here and kick everybody's butt in the CFL. I'm going to show you that you should have kept me in the NFL, that I'm good enough. We're still pretty fragile in our minds. That can knock you down a couple of pegs, somebody telling you you're not good enough. Takes you some time to get that confidence back. So it'll be interesting. You know, I wouldn't just expect him to come out here and be an MVP of this team.
Jason Fichter watching from the Rider Prider fan page. He and their, I think, 35,000 members watching this morning. And he says, exactly, Roddy, my thoughts also when it comes to Manny. So we'll see on Saturday when the roster comes out, the Alouettes are coming to town. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome to the program today, CFL alum, big, big name, university football, CFL. Look at this, bobsledding. Whoa! I thought we had Jesse Lumsden on today. Who is this encyclopedia salesman that's joining us from Calgary today? Lummer, how you doing?
How's it going, guys? Good.
Really good.
Really good. You?
Well, man, you look great. This is Jesse Lumsden, everybody, who the last we looked, bearded, buffed.
Yeah, the
beard's whole
gone.
Thing.
Yeah.
How are things
beard's
in the
gone.
World of Jesse
beard's
Lumsden?
Gone. Life's good. Life's good. Life's very different than it was a couple of years ago. But life is definitely good. Getting back in the saddle with the Canada West, calling some games again. I'm calling in from my office downtown Calgary here. But it's living dad life and enjoying some time away and not worrying about having to eat 4,000 to 5,000 calories a day and lift a lot of weight. And it's very different.
Well, you know what? When the guys said that you were coming on, I was excited because I know you're doing the Canada West stuff, but as far as Olympic bobsledding and football, we haven't really heard your name as much. So what has it been like to kind of step off the burner that is public life and kind of live normally? How's that been?
It's been very good. It's having a daughter going into the 2018 Olympics and not getting a chance to really spend a lot of time with her, especially in that first 9 months. It's been a real pleasure to get some good family time in and get some traveling in. I've removed myself from bobsleigh a little bit, but I'm still involved with the amateur athlete community. I was voted in to the Canada Olympic Committee's Athletes Commission after the 2018 Olympics, and working with those athletes and working with the COC board of directors has been a great experience, and really trying to make some changes at an arm's length. And I look at the commission very much like an unofficial players association, and amateur professional athletes still deal with the same issues. When you get into the micro, may look a little differently, but at the end of the day, we're trying to do what's best for the athletes and what's best for the Olympic and Pan Am game athletes going forward.
Jesse, yeah, it's been a while since you and I have chatted and
I know.
Been together. I think it wasn't back in the global games, was it? Like that long ago? It feels like
it. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. There was no kid then.
Those playoff games.
So how's dad life? Congrats.
Dad life's great. Thank you. We have our 2-year-old daughter, Florence, and we have another one on the way in December, so it's going to get even busier. But it's been really good, and we're taking the family because we're having a Christmas baby. We're going back to Ontario to see my folks and get some catch-up time in next week. So it's just a big old family affair. It's a lot of fun.
What's your take, Jesse, on the CFL season through 13 weeks now? It's been pretty wild. Have you been following?
I've been following when I can, and I haven't been following a ton. As bad as that is to say, coming in to do a sports radio show, but... it's definitely interesting to see where Winnipeg's at. Unfortunately, a big hiccup with Andrew Harris, with what he's going through. And I don't know the details of that. But with Mike O'Shea leading the charge in Winnipeg, it's, a guy who I got to know while playing, to see what he's been able to do over the time and given him the runway to be able to do what he's done. It's very cool to see. You know, and another former teammate, Jason Moss, is the head coach, is not having probably the year that he had hoped. But again, letting him go through the process and win and lose some games. But I think they're a close contender as well. And then I've been obviously following the West more, having been in Calgary and, you know, having watching Calgary as they're starting to build some momentum again as well. It's with the Calgary Grey Cup around the corner. It's going to be fun to watch as we get closer to playoff time.
You know, you mentioned the Andrew Harris thing. You're a CIS U Sports alum, CFL alum, and an Olympian. You've been around doping testing a lot. And I'm just going to ask you, compare IOC doping versus football. Is it comparable at all? And the reason I asked was nobody wants to talk about it in my world, period. The whole Andrew Harris thing made people very uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is a very, very deep, dark hole to get into. I've been very, very opinionated on my thoughts on people in regards to the use of PEDs, the Russian state doping scandal that occurred. But not every story is the same. And there are instances where athletes go through a situation where they take a tainted supplement. This supplement industry is not regulated. It is known and been and discovered that supplement companies do and have put or unknowingly had banned substances in their supplements. We have always told, as soon as I got into the amateur sporting world, we were told right out the hop that it is your responsibility that whatever you put in your body, you're responsible for whatever you put in your body. So when it came in as an amateur athlete, best practices were the most important thing, working with companies and getting sponsorship from supplement companies that third party batch tested and ensured athletes that their products were clean was of the utmost importance because, when it comes to WADA, World Anti-Doping Agency, and then the subsequent organizations in Canada, it's this Canadian Centre of Ethics and Sport, they don't mess around. Throughout my, 9-year career with Bobsleigh Canada, tested probably over 100 times blood, and it's very, very monitored. We have to fill out a pretty rigorous platform where we are known, our location is known at least 1 hour a day, every day. So it could be your residence, could be where you stay at night, could be where you train, but you have to let CCES know where you're going to be for at least 1 hour a day, every single day, as long as you're a carded amateur athlete. So again, I don't know. I haven't looked into Andrew's case at all. I don't know what he tested positive for. I don't know the amounts that were in his system. I'm sure he's surrounding himself with some good people. I never try to make the assumption that somebody is doing something intentionally until you look at the case and look at the situation because, I've had, teammates that have tested positive and been able to prove that it was a banned substance and the amount in their system was so small that it actually wouldn't have a positive effect. So, it's tough to talk about. It needs to be talked about. If there's testing and there's regulation in sport and we're trying to keep sport clean, then those are the unfortunate things that we need to discuss and we need to uncover. And we need to protect the clean athletes and those that are really, following the guidelines of safe and clean sport. So I'm sure more will come about this and more will be discussed and regarding Andrew's case and for the sake of him and the league and Winnipeg, I hope it is accidental. I hope they're able to work through it. If not, and he was using PEDs, then he should face the penalties that come along with that. At the end of my career, we started discussing more and more about testing coming into the CFL. And I don't know where it's at in regards to amount, whether it's predetermined or random, because it's been a while since, I left in 2010, so almost a decade since I was ever tested as a CFL player.
feel like all Canadian sports fans are just hanging on your every word. I know I was. I saw your face. I know you were. Lummer, two last things. Canada West football. What are we going into? Week three, I guess. Is anybody going to challenge the Dinos?
UBC,
what's your take?
UBC, I think Regina can. It looks like they've been having a pretty good season so far. They've been playing well. They have some good numbers on the board. UBC is definitely off to a slower start. That, you know, it's U-Sport football. Anything, especially in the West, it's a competitive division, and it can change very quickly. So I'm excited to see the Dinos going into UBC and see how UBC comes back from, you know, being at the bottom of the West right now.
And I was shocked when I saw you. So your wife, what does she like better? The mountain man, Jesse, which I'm guessing you were when you met, or this bookwormy librarian sweater wearing Jesse Lumsden? That's the guy.
Is that better?
What does she answer the question?
Well, so she, Helen Opperton, a silver medal bobsledder from the Vancouver 2010 Games, met in the sport, obviously, and then started dating shortly after her career. She retired from her career in 2012. I don't know. That's a good question. Actually, she made a comment. She's like, you should grow your beard back. I don't grow a good beard, though. It's kind of, I don't know, I was going to cuss, but so it's kind of a crappy beard compared to some of my other teammates. And, it's just, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the next little bit. Maybe I'll go through another in December. I'll grow the beard out and start growing the hair out again.
Well, I think we'll looked pretty good to me. Boy, do you look like your dad.
Thanks, which pal.
You probably get a lot. I could go on all day with you. Your dad's name just came up the other day. It was around some CFL alum. They said that Neil's just crushing it with what he's doing in life right now. What is he doing?
Well, he recently, can you guys still hear me? Okay, that's good. I got you back in my ear.
Yeah.
He just, it hasn't been a year yet, has stepped away from the athletic director position at Brock University. He was doing some coaching with the Hamilton junior team this summer, and I think he really enjoyed getting back into the coaching. And I think at this point, we'll have some good time to catch up next week when we're back in Ontario. And maybe get out for a round or two of golf. But I know he's not done, and he's still looking to sink his teeth into something. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets more involved in the coaching. I know he loves it, and he's very, very good at it. So it just depends if he finds what he's looking for.
Well, you both have a lot to offer. One of Canada's great families, Neil and Jesse Lumsden, and your treasure, man. I wish all the best for you. Glad to see you're happy. And let's do this throughout the fall if you can find the time.
Absolutely, and I'm going to be in Regina probably at some point for some Can West, so maybe sometime around then.
That'd be great. Bring him into the bunker. Thanks, Jesse.
Awesome.
Jesse Lumsden joining us from Calgary today on video chat.
Awesome.
I do love that guy. We got a break. We're way behind in breaks. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the poll question of the day. A lot of things to get to. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Canada-wide clearance has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. That means for a limited time, our entire inventory of new vehicles have clear-out prices to move. This brand new 2019 GMC Sierra double cab is just $39,894 plus tax. That's only $225 bi-weekly. We have over 200 SUVs to clear out. This new 2019 GMC Terrain SLE has a clear-out price of only $34,623 plus tax. That's just $99 a week and is all-wheel drive with heated seats and navigation. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Wednesday morning, September the 11th, episode number 71. And I knew that we'd have some great 71s come up today. Bobby Jurison was the first in my mind. Evgeny Malkin, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then people have chimed in with Leif Pettersson, Joe Poplawski, Gordy Barwell, Wendell Clark in the Detroit years, William Karlsson, Nick Foligno. There's some good names there. The video, thanks to 3 Down Nation, our friends at 3 Down Nation, on my comments yesterday on the John Ryan, Derek Taylor Twitter spat, 5,100 views on Twitter alone right now.
Wow.
So I have, like everybody, like you said and like Derek said, finding it quite entertaining more than anything, just the whole situation. I've seen what people have said about me with my thoughts on this, and I don't care. Yeah. When John Ryan's wife likes the video, that's really all that I feel that I need.
I'm good, yeah.
I'm good. The poll question. I actually was late. I was tardy in getting this up to Twitter. It's just been a few minutes' time for Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Center. Which name do you like for the Huskies-Rams rivalry series? Because they'll play Friday night at Mosaic Stadium in the Rams homecoming game, their first ever homecoming game. The four options are the Wheat Bowl, Sasky Cup, Great Western Bowl, or the Louis Riel Cup. And in just in the 10 minutes, we got a ton of votes here. 40. What do you think's leading, Derek? Or Darren? Got Myers on my mind, sorry.
I think it's the Wheat Bowl.
It's leading with 43%, yeah. And that is my favorite too, the Wheat Bowl.
Yeah.
Between the Huskies. What else would it be?
It's got to be the Wheat Bowl.
Next up, the Sasky Cup, which I do not like.
No, it seems too slangy, yeah, and too like high school.
It came from Ryan Ballantyne in Calgary, the Stampeders blogger who doesn't even like us, came up with that idea. Great Western Bowl. That was us kissing the butt of our big sponsor, Great Western. That's third place in the voting, 17%. And the Louis Riel Cup, which I very perversely like.
Yeah, kind of. Right?
I don't know why.
It's so unique.
Yeah.
And it's so like non-obvious that it seems
so
really
out
great.
There.
It seems so great. The Louis
Something
Riel
sexy
Cup.
About it. But as far as the Wheat Bowl, like? I can just envision a trophy in the shape of a wheat sheaf.
Yes. Just kind of,
and it's, yeah,
around.
We see it the same.
Football and a wheat sheaf, and it would be like silver or something.
A lady by the name of Paula DuPont has written in on the Facebook wall. She says, the wheat belt. There are enough cups and bowls. Mom's, well, that's your mom.
Mom's not wrong.
No, she's probably
there's
right.
There's enough cups and bowls, and I think she's doing that because I originally said wheat belt. So she just likes it because it was my idea at the beginning, which was originally Jim Mullen's thing, was wheat belt and do a championship style. It was a WWE championship belt, wheat belt, put the wheat on the middle of the thing. That's kind of neat, too.
I think the teams, the players, would probably prefer that it would be a championship belt.
They would like that. We could go wheat belt. That'd be interesting.
Although trophies are fun, too, but you can't drink out of a wheat sheaf either because guys do like to drink out of the trophy. Yeah, last I checked. They That's are athletes true. And young men. That part hasn't changed.
They should. Most of them will be 19.
And by the way, do the two teams even give a rat's ass what we're talking about on here if we come up with a name? Do they care? Will they adopt this?
Well, I'm telling you, yes, they will care if we adopt it. But here's the thing. I thought about Great West. I'm like, that'd be perfect. So if Scott and Mike and those guys at Great West are watching, here's how it's going to work. They would have the first rights on this. But if you want to have your name on it, if you want it to be the Great West Wheat Belt, that would look cool. But it can't just be for the belt. So you got to find a way to support these communities. So whoever wins, there's got to be a little money going to the community. Not to the teams or the players, but let's say it's Kid Sport in Regina versus Kid Sport in Saskatoon. Whoever wins the season series gets a $5,000 check.
Putting a little action
on the kids.
It.
We got to. So if there's a sponsor out there that wants to actually do something good for the communities, the players would love that. Then the schools would embrace it because we're going to help out with the community. And I think Canada West would embrace it.
I'm loving... what you're saying. I'm loving what people are saying on the Facebook wall here. Nelson, who's coming to my house tonight to fix my inbox. I'm very excited about that, Nelson. Should I put on hot dogs, burgers? What would you like? Let me know. He says, just like the old Nathan's famous mustard belt.
Yeah.
Sean Dahl, who I like his contributions on this show. Sean says, you have a cup surrounded by wheat.
Also
then you
cool.
got both.
Yeah.
And Monty, you know Monty.
Oh, yeah.
It's Monty, the old Huskies equipment guy. He says, whatever. It all sounds good to me. Like that. We gotta have something.
And then now he wants me to step up.
DuPont Media presents the Wheat Bowl. Yeah, put your money where your mouth is, DuPont.
All right.
Tyler writing in. It slipped off the wall here, but he said something with regards to Yelich. Bad news for Yelich. Here it is. Just saw the Yelich news via the ticker. What a bummer. This came across my TSN app last night as I was driving home from Gladmar, Saskatchewan, repping the Falcons today on the sports program. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich suffered a fractured right kneecap and will miss the remainder of the season. That is sucky news for the Brewers, of course, but baseball hasn't been on a lot of people's radar around here, from what I could tell. I got a ticket on the way home last night from Gladmar. That's what I'd like to talk about. And I'm like, oh.
What?
I'm like, I'm not even speeding. Do you know that highway straight down to the U.S. border?
Yes.
Fairly lonely.
Yeah.
I was raised down there, right? Like, you pass our farm. I told those kids from Gladmar, if you're driving to Regina, you go right past our farm. And I get probably right around, well, it's Dummer. The name of the town is Dummer.
Okay.
That's a true story. And I see these lights going from a mile back. It's Saskatchewan, remember, you can see forever.
Nothing to block your view.
And I'm like, oh, what could I possibly be getting pulled over for? I just want to get home. I'm thinking, did I work for free today? Because I'm going to have to donate this back for a ticket. And he tells me that my taillights aren't working. And I'm like, I'm in a brand new Ford Escape. I just had it in for service on Monday. Had an oil change, had an alignment, had did it because I knew I was going out on a road trip. And how are my lights not working? And there's just a little switch down by your left knee. Did you know that? Maybe your vehicle has it. And I had it not on. And the garage that I... every time I come out of that garage, they flip the damn dial back to kills the brake lights. And I still got the ticket. Guy didn't care. He's just doing his job. I'm not one of those guys that gets mad at the cops for giving you tickets for breaking the law and saying, should I get a break? But I'm like, I just got out of the garage. It's just a little dial by my left knee.
No, I know.
It's almost $200 ticket.
Yeah, but. Do we got time for this? Because.
We need to break.
I know.
No, we'll come back.
Can we?
Because we are. Oh, yeah.
I agree with. I'll let you know this.
You agree with what?
Agree
the cops?
I agree with the cop. And you're
not saying I don't.
And your auto body shop. I'll tell you why after the break.
We'll be back. Are you saying stupidity is not a defense?
No.
Okay. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way, anyway. Get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back and thank you, Rick Regan, the big voice guy on the program today. If you want to know who that big voice guy is, it's Rick Regan in Wichita, Kansas. What a great guy.
That was pretty good.
Watches this show every day. He's a big fan. As we talk morning sports here on your coffee break or whatever you may be doing, making sports talk great again. We got a lot of sports updates for you. It's a literal open tap of sports info this morning. The Boston Bruins have signed coach Bruce Cassidy to a multi-year contract extension. The team did not disclose for how many seasons the extension is worth. They lost to the St. Louis Blues in the Stanley Cup final last year, in case you forgot. You had some Antonio Brown news?
Yeah, he's on the field with the Patriots right now, practicing amid the lawsuit. So that is kind of big news.
The not criminal charge.
No.
The lawsuit. What do they call it in the States?
It's a lawsuit, but it was an allegation. But there's no charges pressed. It's just a lawsuit.
It's what they nailed OJ on. Why am I drawing a mental blank here? But it's not a criminal charge.
No.
Connor is typing as I read. That's a lot of pressure on him. It's the wildest thing you've set up.
Yeah, it's
cool. He can type on the other side of this wall to my computer, and I see it. It's the wildest thing. Keep typing. You stopped in the middle of the update on AB's agent. While he does that, Canada West Football Friday, the Rams host the Saskatchewan Huskies in what appears to be the Wheat Bowl. Also, the Golden Bears host the Bisons. SJHL regular season starting Friday night. I love that. Yeah, I love me some SJ. And I know you do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Five games on the slate. I see the pundits taking the Battleford's North Stars to repeat as SJHL champions. The Notre Dame Hounds do not agree. We'll have SJHL president Bill Chow on the air tomorrow. Oh, here you go. Thanks, guys. AB's agent said he thinks this is a money grab from the former trainer who was alleged sexual assault against the NFL star receiver. He thinks these are false allegations. That from AB's agent. It's, why am I drawing? It's Drew Rosenhaus, is it not? I believe it's Drew Rosenhaus. He's his agent. What do you think he's going to say?
Yeah.
Furthermore, so there's your morning sports update for Ballers, Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination, and the home of the Rod Peterson Show watch parties. Just regarding the ticket I got for my taillights being out last night, I am a little ticked about that because I just got it out of the shop from an oil change, nothing major, and a wheel alignment, and the hazard light was on. Said I had low tire pressure, so I took it in. I knew I was going on this road trip to Gladmar. I end up getting a damn ticket for almost $200. And every time I come out of the garage, they've got the dial flipped back to the brake lights are off. I didn't even know that they would have done that. It's happened twice now. So my friend Carlo Palazzo writes in on the Facebook wall. He says, Rod, you can put a note on your file that asks them not to turn off your lights. My wife has done that with the dealership. She takes her Ford too. Because this is clearly a Ford thing. Give a brother a break. I didn't even know. How would I know that my taillights were out? I didn't do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You're right.
But you said you'd take it the cop side.
And the dealership, too. I'm really struggling right now because I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to complain, but a little road rage is going to come out here. A little pet peeve is going
to
come out.
Can I
do it?
You sure?
Your lights are on, and Carlo, pay attention. No, the lights are, your switch stays. You never turn them on and off, right? Yeah, you leave it, right?
I've never touched
you
it.
You never touch it.
Since I got it.
Automatic lights. That's what you have. You have automatic lights, right? You leave them on automatic, which drives me nuts because automatic lights don't mean your lights are on all the time. It means when it gets dark, got your taillights come on, right? Well, you probably need to have taillights on all day long. When you have automatic lights on, your taillights don't come on during the day. And there's a couple instances, most of the time it's not a big deal, but there's a couple instances where it matters. One, when it's foggy out and a little dark out, you don't see the back of your taillights because it's still light enough out. So you're sitting there driving in the fog and you got no taillights, right? Because your automatic lights are on. Won't come on until it's dark. So I could be coming up behind you on the highway in heavy fog and I won't see you.
How's that my problem?
Turn your lights on.
Dude, they were on.
No.
The dealership keeps turning them off.
You have two settings. You have lights on and you have automatic. Automatic, you can leave and your lights will be on and off.
I leave it on that.
On automatic.
The dealership keeps turning them off.
But when it's on automatic, you don't have taillights during the day when it's foggy, when it's raining, right? When we're on single lane highway in Saskatchewan and I want to go past
which
somebody,
I was on.
I have no idea sometimes if a car way ahead of me is coming at me or staying in the lane because their taillights aren't on and their headlights aren't on during the day.
Buddy. This reminds me of the conversation you had with my wife at Ballers the other day when you said, am I speaking Chinese here? Which I thought was hilarious, by the way. I had the setting correct.
You had it to auto.
Whatever it was, I had taillights at night.
Right, but not...
Whatever!
But not during the day.
I didn't get a damn ticket. Since the last time I got a ticket.
It's not about what's legal and what's not. Yeah. It's about what's safe and what's not.
I'm telling you, the guys in the garage turned it off. How would I know that they did that?
Right. They should tell you it's off. But you should get in the habit of turning your lights on and off when you get in the car. So you actually have taillights during the day. So when it's raining, when it's foggy.
I didn't know they turned it off. I forgot. That's the whole point.
That's the problem. But you need to get into the habit of using your lights.
Monty in Saskatoon, you're ticking me off. He's saying, get back to the sports talk. Monty, we'll decide what we talk about, not you.
We've got important things to hash out here.
We decide, not you. We will talk about AB when we come back. People seem to want to talk about AB. And they're saying, why would this athletic therapist come out and risk her career if she wasn't telling the truth? Which is the age-old argument, is it not, when it comes to sexual assault allegations? We'll talk about that and more, because that's what people clearly want. We'll be back for the overtime segment after this timeout. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, and you're catching our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Save thousands on this pre-owned 2018 Nissan Rogue. It's fully loaded and ready to move with an employee price of just $23,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2018 Ford Edge Titanium All-Wheel Drive. Its employee price is only $27,999 plus tax. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Offers end September 30th. You pay what we pay.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, we are into overtime here on the program. And what that means is the last segment, but we still got a lot of time before we get up to the top of the hour. Updating our poll question today. Which name do you like best for the Huskies-Rams rivalry series? The Wheat Bowl, the Sasky Cup, the Great Western Bowl, or Louis Riel Cup? And the one that I like the most is the Wheat Bowl, and it's leading at 37%. Regarding the car talk, Joe Lozito, watching from New York City today, says, personally, I'd rather hear about Rod's run-ins with the cops than Antonio Brown. The run-ins with the cops aren't as entertaining as they used to be, Joe, but at least the RCMP guy was nice. Moving on to Antonio
Brown. There's enough stories, wow, about run-ins with the cops, so we could do a whole show on that.
Got a million.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown. I could sit here and go back and forth with the people on the Facebook wall here. Sean writes in and says, innocent till proven guilty, but this one just doesn't add up to me because of what's at risk for her and women trying to advance within the pro sports business. And I was driving back from Gladmar last night, Saskatchewan. I have ESPN Radio on, Freddie Coleman, and I really like that show. And they're talking about this situation. They have their legal analyst on, ESPN's legal analyst. We need a legal analyst. Can we get on that? Who could be our legal analyst? Anyways.
We'll get the lawyer on there, Attila.
Yeah, well, when I talk, the show has a lawyer.
We'll get him on the air. That's a good idea.
I know. We need a legal analyst on this program because I sure as hell am no lawyer. This is an evolving story.
Yes.
And even this morning on Dan Le Batard on ESPN Radio says he himself is reserving comment until all the facts are out there. And clearly so is Bill Belichick. If Antonio Brown's practicing with the team today, I think you do have to remember, but this is no different than any other job. Charges can be brought against somebody, but that doesn't mean, well, I should say somebody can be arrested and then they're going to go to court at a later date. They're still going to work in between, is my point. And this isn't even a criminal charge. This is a civil case. That's the term I was looking for earlier.
There you go.
This is what nailed OJ.
Yeah.
He got off on the glove, don't fit, so you must acquit, but he still got sued by Ron Goldman's family. This is a similar sort of situation, right?
Yeah.
So what do I think about it? It really doesn't matter what we think about it. It's going to matter what a judge thinks about it. And she is putting her reputation on the line. What is Antonio Brown and his agent saying? Or actually, his agent saying it for AB. That they believe that he's innocent and this is a money grab by her. Everybody says, why would she put her reputation on the line? She has worked in sports. These allegations go back to 2017, 2018, obviously when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is she still working in sports? Well, do we know her situation? That's what you're thinking.
Yes, it's exactly what I'm thinking. We don't know. And I don't want to go through this. Everyone's like, well, why would she do this and put her career in jeopardy? Maybe her career's in the toilet. Maybe, you know, AB back in Pittsburgh was the height of her career. And she lost her couple of pro athletes. But you got to remember, we don't go backwards, right? So when I start making $250,000 a year doing the show, I'm not making that kind of money.
You're making more.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But you start living that lifestyle. And I'm not going to dial my lifestyle back. We just don't do that, right? So when you start losing the money, now you're in trouble. And so here's a way to see an opportunity to get some money back, get back into that situation. I don't know that's what she's doing. I don't want to paint her with that brush as much as I don't want to paint Antonio Brown with that brush. Do I think they probably had a sexual relationship? It's Antonio Brown. She's a girl, probably a good-looking girl, and he's a good-looking guy. I mean, that's not a shock to anybody that this might have happened. It's now that there's a lawsuit in it, and I'm just going to wait and see how it plays itself
out. Well, it's actually silly for anybody to comment on their thoughts on this because they don't even know what he's accused of. Sexual assault can mean a lot of things. Sure. Peyton Manning had these allegations up against him years ago. Was when he was with the Tennessee Volunteers, I think.
Yeah.
And it had a little to do with masquerading naked in the locker room.
Sure.
You know, and Peyton won't even address those issues anymore.
No.
How do well, you don't know what he's being accused of. So for one, nobody should even talk about it.
Yep.
How this is even public right now, I mean, it's a matter of public record, but it's gone real far, real fast in, yes, what, 12 to 16 hours?
Yeah.
Conrad from Winnipeg writes in. He says, come to Winnipeg. Come on down to Winnipeg. And see how many morons are driving around at 11:30 p.m. with no rear lights on. What Rod did is very Winnipeg-ish. A lynchism the show.
If I can get one person to take off the automatic lights and put just the lights on, I've won the day. That's it. One person does that, we'll all be better on the road.
Did we come around to an agreement on this? Who's right or who's wrong?
Everybody.
How the hell would I know that the garage turned my rear lights off?
Everybody's wrong, okay? But the garage shouldn't have turned your light. I mean, you wouldn't have known because you only keep on automatic lights.
That's all the time. How would I know they turned them off?
How would you know the difference? I totally get it. But then I believe that you're also wrong for driving with automatic lights on. I think automatic lights are not the greatest. Most of the time, they're fine, but there's instances when they're not, and it's just a pet peeve of mine, and people don't realize that they're driving around with no headlights on or no taillights on. And
Causing
accidents.
Well, next time, I'll take Big Bird.
Big Bird probably only has lights on and lights
off. I know
off.
When the lights are on or off on Big,
yes,
Bird. And if it wasn't raining, maybe I would have taken it to Gladmar. Before we do go off the air, couple things. Sean says, very well said, guys. Well handled. Is he talking about the taillights or the AB situation?
Maybe all of it.
Probably all of it. Ty Dacu, our social media advisor on the program, says there's a very detailed report on SI right now, including the allegations. So maybe we should read those and come back tomorrow and reconvene for coffee at 10 a.m. Mountain.
I'll be here.
And God knows what'll change between now and then.
I know.
All right. And don't forget to vote on our poll on Twitter, at Rod Peterson Show, our Facebook page where you are currently watching the show, or our website, rodpeterson.com, on your favorite name for this Huskies-Rams series. One-game series, Friday night at Mosaic Stadium. We'll all be there. Let's get thousands in there for this game. The Wheat Bowl, the Sasky Cup, the Great Western Bowl, or the Louis Riel Cup. Vote now. And also, we are looking to get to 500,000 viewers today, right? We were 3,300 away when we opened the show. Our business manager, Totter, is over there. He believes that we went over 500,000 viewers today.
Oh.
But we don't have the actual numbers yet. So I will ask you, just before we say goodbye, please go down to the bottom of your window and hit share, right? And the whole show will come up on everybody's page. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Todder. Thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.